T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM AM 1020 News Radio KDKA. It is Wednesday, January 19th. I'm Larry Richard.
Yeah, good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry, beautiful day out today.
How's your head after you had it shaved first into a mohawk yesterday to pay off a debt with Marty Griffin that the Steelers would win? You said they would. They obviously didn't, but I will give you credit. You're a man of your word. You brought in your super wall shaver.
Yeah, that's right.
And you started, so you went home and shaved the mohawk off.
I kept the mohawk all day. Went to get some pizza.
Fit right in.
Fit right in. Nobody cared.
Nobody even noticed.
The only thing I didn't have when I went to get the pizza was a facial or neck tattoo.
Did you hear that yesterday, Paul? Kevin was disappointed. He went in to grab a slice and, you know, ate a mohawk. And no one noticed. Like, no one made any...
Like, what's up, dude? What do you want?
Even look at him.
What kind of a neighborhood was this?
Take three slices.
Are they used to seeing strange people in the pizza joint?
That reminds me of the morning I went into a 7-Eleven on a Sunday to get a paper one day. And nobody was in there except the clerk. And it was a young guy. And he said, "Will there be anything else?" And I said, and I looked, and I could see he was struggling. I said, "Are you okay?" He said, "Yeah, I just had my tongue pierced, and it looks like it's infected, and it's all swollen." I go, "Can I ask you a question?"
"Ouch.
Why?" He goes, "I'm asking myself the same question."
There you go. But
nobody noticed Kevin's mohawk as he moved around the city. He was just part of the background.
They may have thought it was Mohawk Tuesday.
Maybe. I don't know. You know, when you think about it, it's just a short haircut. That's all it is, just a little shorter than I normally do it. And I am going a little bald in some places, but you know what it felt like when I left the building yesterday? It felt like I had menthol on my head.
Yeah,
you know, that's all it
true
was.
You just, when you really shave cool like that, you have that feeling for a while. If you had a beard, yeah. I've had that same experience.
It's too bad. I love the feel of it too, just a little stubble, you know, when you put your hand on it. I'm saving money, you know, inflation. I don't have to use shampoo.
Women want to run their hand over his head and make a wish. You looked like the guy from The Last of the Mohicans. So you have Daniel Day-Lewis.
Magua.
Magua. I looked it up, and when you had the mohawk yesterday, did we snag that picture?
Weren't allowed to use it.
We can't.
Rob tried to get it.
No. I mean, your close-up with a mohawk. We got that, right?
I don't know.
Rob, we got that right somewhere, a mohawk close-up. So we looked it up, and Magua, who is in the movie Last of the Mohicans, you guys look like separated at birth.
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis and I looked very similar.
No, not him. Magua.
Oh, Magua, yeah. We looked very similar, except that person made a lot more money with his mohawk than I did.
Have you seen Magua, Paul?
Magua, wasn't that his brother or something? A rival? Somehow, I forget the movie. I got to watch that one again.
Last of the Mohicans.
I know. I love that movie. I just can't remember it. It's been a long time.
Do you remember Magua?
I do.
I got to get a clip from this.
So, you know, obviously, thanks to everybody who checked it out on social media. We appreciate it. Sometimes people post too much on social media. Larry, there's a scam going on. Paul, a scam. FBI warning of a hoax, a kidnapping hoax. Targeting the 724 area code. They say people that are going south, like into Mexico for vacation, and happily posting on their Facebook page.
Who's
all these
going to Mexico right now?
Well, we're not, but...
Which person?
There's obviously a few people that go on vacation.
To Mexico?
Yeah.
Are you even allowed to travel there?
My brother's, my brother's employees is in Mexico City right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought there were big restrictions.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, yesterday I get this text from Rob and Kevin, Paul, and you about covidtests.gov, right? Covidtests.gov, supposed to be active today. It's the government's website, so you can get four free...
Not free, you're paying for them.
Four free rapid home tests. All right. But they said the site was active and up and running yesterday.
Well, actually, there was a USPS site that was up and running.
Yeah.
I actually ordered four tests. The four tests, they were free. There was no charge for them.
No, it's not free. You're paying for them.
He's implying,
if I may just say this, that you can buy these at a store and be reimbursed for them if you have the receipts. But I think that if you get on the website, they are free without you having to enter like any information, financial information, any card, something like that.
Correct.
Now, Kevin, you're right about all the other stuff.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to be
point of purchase.
I'm just trying to say.
Yes.
He's being a smartass
doing.
No,
I'm being for real. It's
because people are going to hear that and they'll think, well, what do I got to pay? It's free to you now. We'll all pay for it later in taxes.
There you go.
Because it's coming from Uncle Sam.
That's what I'm trying to say, brother. Thank you very much for clarifying that so eloquently.
I guess we're buying them on credit then, really.
That's all we're doing. Not only that, but if the government didn't stock hoard them, you know, 2 weeks ago, we would have had them at the CVS and everywhere, and we'd have been able to get them on time. But that's fine. Whatever. However you want to do it.
I talked to members of CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Giant Eagle, and nobody had the rapid home tests, and most said we haven't had them for a month.
Right.
So who has them? The U.S. government, apparently, and they're not going to start shipping until later this month, which would be in the next 10 days or so.
Now, the story I did on this yesterday said that they're going to ship them within 7 to 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
So what with 7 and 22, you're right.
Yeah, so I tweeted out yesterday that link to the USPS site, Paul. What happens is if you go to the government's website and then you click to order, it'll take you to that USPS page.
You know, that's interesting that this is a different page than the one I looked at, the one that they rolled out yesterday that wasn't, you could look at it, but you couldn't use it. I wonder why the USPS site was working.
I don't know, but those guys gave me a tip, and I was upstairs at my house. I'm like, I'm going to go on right now. My wife, I'll tell her when I get downstairs. I did a solid. I got the free tests all set up. You don't have to do a thing. Don't worry. When I clicked my address, it said this address is already being used.
Oh, so you're trying to steal.
My wife.
Oh, she beat you to it.
She beat me to it.
I thought maybe you guys were trying to stockpile extra goodies.
No.
It took me like about 45 seconds to fill those forms out. That was really slick. And I want to say thanks to one of our coworkers out in Los Angeles, works for KNX, posted that on Twitter. Probably a little before you did, Kevin. Maybe.
Well, we jumped on it. Thank you, guys.
It was easy to get. So if you're looking for the test, it's easy access at this point.
I got semi-free tests coming sometime in the next 2 years. There are a lot of spacemen around here.
Hey, that's an interesting tease, Paul, because I thought it was a done deal, and I saw them working on it. So what's happening? This is
has
me intrigued.
We will find out. Meanwhile,
5G did not get announced yesterday. It's not going to be, I guess, implemented. It was delayed.
Well, there's a little caveat to that because apparently 5G, and we'll get into this at 8:30 this morning. We have an expert that's going to explain. Now, all the mobile carriers are going to this 5G, which will give us better data and, you know, faster speeds on our phones. But apparently the airline industry is saying, wait a minute, near airports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This could affect instrumentation on aircraft.
The altimeters on Boeing 777s,
that
to be specific.
Be bad.
Exactly.
Yep.
If you're in one and it's giving you the wrong, you know, elevation where you are, that's bad.
Fortunately, was it Verizon and AT&T, right? They decided not to do it close to the airports. They're delaying the service. They're not going to light up the new towers nearest airports.
Yeah, right, but so. Emirates saying they're not flying into a lot of different airports in the United States. They're only flying into LAX, DC, Dulles, and JFK until this all gets figured out. The United Arab Emirates has unveiled 5G, and they said it works fine over there, but they don't trust the way we're unveiling it over here.
Isn't that
so
interesting?
Who knows?
We'll sort through all of
really
that.
Really interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
And if I'm on an aircraft, I'm hoping the instrumentation is working.
The 777 is the top international aircraft right. Airlines use, so it's a big deal.
Problematic. 538, this is the voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA. I am Larry Richard.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle.
We mentioned the shooting up in Clearview Mall in Center Township, Butler County, and there were three people injured. That was, what, outside the Boskov and in the parking lot?
Yeah, Rural King and Boskov's in that part of the mall area.
And that's, if you haven't been to Clearview, you've never been there, Kevin?
I have not been to that mall, no.
Yeah, it's a very popular place for many, many years, and this happened right after 6 p.m.
Around 7, they say here on this little blurb.
Yeah, I did hear it was an altercation inside the Rural King.
Right.
And fight of some sort.
Out of the parking lot, and out came the guns. They say a lot of gunfire, 20 shots, something like that.
So three people injured, but that gets the attention of people that obviously shop there. You want to know you're safe where you're going. Of course, we have found out that violence can happen anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing that hostage situation over the weekend at a synagogue, and there was one young lady who was from the Tree of Life, went through that ordeal here and was living out there.
And now the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh is tightening security here. In light of what took place in Texas.
I can't imagine just the persecution that the Jewish people have gone through for so long from so many different places.
Millennia.
And you, Kevin, sat down with Rabbi Myers and had an extended conversation with your one-on-one. And he's a remarkable human being.
Absolutely.
His ability. But one of the takeaways from the conversation was about forgiveness.
Yeah, I struggle with forgiveness. It's part of our faith as a Christian, as a Catholic. You try to forgive those who have wronged you, and you ask forgiveness of those you've wronged. And I asked him, what about forgiveness in the situation in his synagogue? And he said, well, Christians do it a little bit differently than Jews. In the Jewish faith, you have to ask for forgiveness before it can be granted. Hmm. So, you know, we just freely, as Christians, just freely give away our forgiveness. Oh, yeah, I forgive them. You know, the law still has to go through it, and the person still has to be punished. But in the Jewish faith, he said, no, I'll wait until that person comes to me and asks me, or the other people that he's affected.
And why is it that we're still not seeing justice be served in the Tree of Life shooting here?
I don't know. That case is, I guess, being worked on behind the scenes.
Case?
I don't know. Yeah.
Where it is that they're asking for a change of venue now, another delaying tactic. Hmm. I mean, it's been 3 years.
I mean,
and it's understandable that the pandemic had something to do with the delay. But I mean, when I saw this story yesterday, I got angry.
Right. Exactly. And you also mentioned another story, kind of bizarre. And I know at first blush about the Cleveland Brown player.
Yeah, the defensive tackle Malik McDowell. He was arrested Monday in Florida on charges of beating a deputy and public exposure. Now, the video shows him just walking down the street, buck naked. I mean,
in
completely naked. Really a weird scene.
And then laying in the pavement.
Yeah.
In the sunshine with his arms stretched out. Clearly there's an issue there.
Yeah, his agent says maybe somebody slipped him something in his drink.
Right.
I have no idea.
Well, didn't he spend time for
assault?
Prior to that, he was welcomed back to the Cleveland Browns team, and he's originally from Detroit, played at Michigan State, spent some time, as I understand, for that charge, and was redeeming himself up until this point, which is, you know, on one hand, it's sad to see that this
absolutely
individual, for whatever reason, just, you know, you can't deny the guy was naked. I mean, he was naked in broad daylight near a school.
Yeah, not only that, but also in Florida over the weekend, Jacksonville Jaguar linebacker Laurenti McCray was arrested following a high-speed pursuit by police officers. Apparently, he was going 88 in a 50-mile-an-hour zone, so police try to stop him over. He sees him, flips him off, and takes off. So police pull back on that chase because it started going over 100 miles an hour. They just waited and picked him up a little bit later. The Jaguars say they are aware of the situation and are looking into it. The dash cam footage, though, shows the beginning of that pursuit, and he was driving erratically and appeared to have an altered mental state, according to the police.
Yeah, so Paul, when you're coming in the morning, if you happen to see a police officer as you're passing them,
you know, on the way down, I don't do my usual thing on the way down in the in early morning hours when it's dark. I try to run with the pack.
You kind of stand out at that point.
Yeah.
Because you're the only game in town.
What about, you know, the Golden State Warriors minority owner and his comments the other day? I mean, people saying it showed a lack of empathy on his podcast where he had talked about the Uyghurs. Now, everybody's concerned about everything, and you can only control so much in your life, but his comments were rather cold.
I guess he just doesn't care.
No.
What was he talking about specifically?
Well, they were talking about the Uyghurs, the Muslim minority that's living in camps, re-education camps, people call it. This owner said, "I think that human rights in the United States is way more important to me than human rights anywhere else on the globe, even though the NBA actually gets 10% of its income and is greatly affected by things in China." He goes, "And I think that we have an abysmal track record of taking care of colored men and women in this country, and so I have zero patience and tolerance for white men blathering on about crap that happens outside their own backyard." Palahapitiya goes on to say that fix your own inside backyard because you guys are the ones. You are uniquely in a position of power in a way the rest of us are not. And I disagree with him on that one because he is actually the one in a position of power. He's a co-owner of an NBA franchise who does business in China and uses the Uyghurs. He can actually affect that situation like we cannot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.